From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
All right, now let's go down to Gatorade Victory Lane.
And just a moment ago, Tony Stewart climbed out of this Home Depot Subway Toyota, stood on a door panel, pumped his fist in the air, and then leaped off in celebration as Tony Stewart has gone back to Victory Lane for the 33rd time in his career. What a wild one. Take us through it, Tony.
We just try to be careful the first part of the day, and you know, when we got behind Jeff Gordon there at one point, we were trying to push too much, and it got hot, so you had to just kind of back off, but just was patient, you know, till the last half of the race there, and finally got ourselves in a position to stay up front, and this thing drove awesome all day. It was just a matter of, you know, the right guys. I mean, the 6 car was really good, the 17, 31. There were some cars that were really good pushing, and just glad we finally got one for Subway, because these guys, we haven't had much luck for them this year.
Welcome back to the final segment of North Sound Racing as we are about 10 minutes away from our first Vancouver Canucks broadcast of the 2008 season. And again, can't mention enough, next Thursday, one week from right now.
Right now.
The nerves will have settled.
the place will be packed.
A week ago at, or a week from like 6:30 tonight.
Yep.
Oh man.
Get there early.
I'm going to be jacked up, but it's going to be our third annual North Sound Racing Awards ceremony. We're going to have the initial inductees into the North Sound Racing Hall of Fame. And, first time we have, tried something like that. And, We're going to hope it works. We got 5 people coming in, and we have all of our awards to hand out for all of the contributions made to our show and to honoring the people who really put on the show at racetracks all over the Pacific Northwest. While we're talking about Hall of Fame, our next guest we're going to visit for a few minutes, and his name is Doug Danstrom, and he represents the 2008 Washington State Motorsports Hall of Fame, and they're going to be kicking off the inaugural induction of that event coming up here in November. Doug, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Fine. Thanks for being on. Good to have you with us. And tell us talk us through this whole Hall of Fame thing you got going on.
It was the brainstorm of a couple guys that are in their 70s, a guy named Walt Kaplan and a guy named Ron Anderson. And these guys just thought there needed to be a Hall of Fame that represented all of motorsports throughout the state, whether it's NHRA, whether it's midget racing, whether it's hydros even. And so they came up with the idea for the Hall of Fame. They also came up for the idea of doing a show to go along with it called Motorsports 2008, which takes place at the Tacoma Dome November 7th, 8th, and 9th. And then the Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be the 11th in Tacoma as well. And we got a pretty good inaugural class, I think.
Talk us. I know you've got quite a few, a lot of people in the hydroplane side of racing, which does not get enough coverage around here, but you know, we try and get into the Unlimited Light Hydroplane Racing Association. We talk about the Unlimiteds when they make their way to Seafair and down in Tri-Cities, but a lot of really cool drag racers making their way in, as well as asphalt racers too.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a mix, and the difficult thing with coming up with inaugural class is it's tough to please everybody. Yeah. It was a whole committee that came together and said, you know, who should be in this class? And several things have happened since then. One is that a large group of people have sent us letters and emails saying, you forgot this guy, or you forgot this guy, or how dare you? And then there's also been people that have said, man, this is awesome. Thanks for doing it. So it's been kind of it's nice to see grassroots movement on this, and it's mm-hmm. also interesting to see people feel passionately one way or the other.
Okay, so give us an idea of when this event's going to be and how people can get more information about it.
Well, there's a website they can visit, which is www.motorsports2008.com. And on there, there's some information about the Hall of Fame. More information will be coming out in the next few days. The show takes place at the Tacoma Dome the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And mm-hmm. then the Hall of Fame dinner is going to be on the 11th in Tacoma. Mm-hmm. And tickets are for sale to the Hall of Fame dinner for people that want to come. There's information on the website about that. You know, the people that are being inducted, there's some people that are already in Hall of Fames out there, and then there's some people this will be the first time to be in something like this. So everybody from Derek Cope, obviously 1990 winner of the Daytona 500 and Spanaway native, to Pat Austin, Bucky Austin, Jerry Ruth, you know, just a whole variety of guys.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the inaugural class in 2009. How many are you going to be putting in, or have you gotten that far yet? You just want to get through this.
Well, we think at least we'll have 10 for next year, and we feel that if we did 10 to 20 for the next few years, that would get us caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Some people said, well, why isn't Casey Kane or why isn't Greg Biffle in this?
Let them finish.
Still in the prime of their career.
Yeah.
Let's let them do what they're doing right now, and I'm sure they'll be celebrated at a later date.
All right, Doug, give the website out again, would you please?
It's www.motorsports2008.com.
Mm-hmm. And we really thank you for taking time out. Sorry, we got to get out of here. I got a lot more questions I would like to ask you, but I think anybody who wants to can find out. And now they can also get a hold of you down at, is it Waltz down in Fife?
Yep, absolutely, Waltz in Fife.
Give us a phone number.
253-922-5111.
And ask for Doug Danstrom.
Yep, absolutely.
And he'll get back to you. Thanks a lot, Doug. Appreciate you having me on.
Good time.
All right, we will be down there. Be in touch.
Great. Bye-bye.
Cool. Thanks so much. The 2008 Washington State Motor. It's about time we had one of those, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We are coming up against Silver Tips. Or, excuse me. Man, I did it again. Huh. One more announcement.
Ow!
Next Thursday night, the North Sound Racing Awards Banquet. By all means, you all better be there. We're looking forward to it. This is North Sound Racing. Thanks for hanging out. Canucks Hockey coming up next.
The Fish.
The best of Western Washington, and they have best local radio personality. I can't win. I'm not going to go out and pimp votes. I just don't want to finish in last. But I judge my success on the price of the current car I'm driving. And I'm driving a $100,000 Jag. So stick that, Cisco the Gardener. Smoke on that. Smoke that weed you're pulling out of the garden there, buddy.
It's 3-6 with The Fish. Jeff Aaron on North Sound 1380. The only place to watch football is the Cactus Moon Saloon. Saturday, it's the NCAA football package. See every game from the Huskies and Cougs to the...